Yesterday we discussed the halacha, which I hope you have clear, because it's not as simple as people make it. We discussed the halacha of somebody who goes away for Pesach, what his obligations are regarding bedikah and the house that he leaves. What are his obligations? So we said that if he sells the chametz to a guy on Yud Gimel on the 13th day of Nisan, which is before the Leil Bedikah, then everybody agrees that on the night of Bedikah there's no reason to do a Bedikah. Why are you going to do a Bedikah for? You know that there's no chametz. So none of the reasons of Bedikah apply. If you do a Mechila on Yud Gimel, you're certainly off the hook.
What about
so you're going to be missing the mitzvah, because you're missing the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. In that case, you'll be missing the mitzvah, so you should leave one room in which to do Bedikas. Or if you go to the hotel already on Yud Gimel, so you do Bedikas in the hotel. As long as you have a room to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of the mitzvah of one Bedikas. But as far as kachering yourself in your house, if you sell it on Yud Gimel, everyone agrees it's a Petor. If, however, the night of Bedikah, you didn't sell it yet to the guy, even if you went to the Rav, you only make the Rav a Shliach, you don't sell it to the Rav. So the Rav is now a Shliach to sell the Chametz for you. He's going to sell it on your Yadalit. So what's your din on Leil Yadalit? We said that it's the Machlekes Achrayim, the Mekar Chayim and the Chaye Adam Ho, that you're obligated to do a bedikah, because that night lamaisa you have chametz in your house, you have to be by the kiddin. And the some sefer and the sefer Bris Aylam hold that you're parted from bedikah. What? Binyan Aylam, sorry, Binyan Aylam hold that you're parted from doing a bedikah. Because why do a bedikah if you're selling everything in the house to the guy the next day anyhow? So there's no purpose in the bedikah. So they hold that you're potter from the bedikah. And the Mishnah Berurah brings both opinions at the end of Siman Tov Lamed Vav. So it's a very contemporary lamaisadika issue of whether a person needs to do a bedikah or doesn't need to do a bedikah that night. Which shita is understood better? What do you understand? Understand better? You should only be bedikah. Why? So you understand better that you're putter from bedikah. Why? Because you're not going to be able to buy a rabbi. You must see anyway, if you have an egg.
Just do a small class. Do a 5 minute
sell
tomorrow. That'll be the one question.
So does everyone agree with that? That it's the most simple way to understand is bedikah or no bedikah? Somebody has to agree. What? What's the far that you should have to? What? Right now I have a chiyuv bedikah.
The one who
does. So right now I have a chiyuv bedikah. Why don't I have a bedikah in the whole house? I have a chiyuv in the whole house right now.
No, but you can start doing bedikah now and have it, you know,
Shatir. But that night I should have to be by this whole house. That's my chiyuv, it's invited to the house. I should finish it. Why should we start? I should do the whole bedikah that day. Why should I do the whole
bedikah?
So what do you say? Why not? So that's tiny. What's the reason for bedikah? The reason for bedikah is I'm not competing. So then you should not
bedikah.
You're right.
That's
the reason. You still have the reason.
So the question is the mitzvah chal in a place where the reason doesn't apply? Is that the question? Is there a mitzvah in a place where the reason doesn't apply? Or I'm going to be makir the reason by makir tomorrow?
It's a
tachana. Does the tachana apply even where the purpose doesn't apply? That's the issue.
Yeah, you have to do one closet. You know, you just
why? I'm not talking about one closet. I'm talking about the whole house. Why not do the whole ham? So the two tzadim are, either there's a mitzvah bedikah, I have to do the mitzvah, or the reason doesn't apply, so why should I have to? So what's the raya for shiara? If somebody leaves town 20 days before Yom Tov, and he doesn't plan to come back, he'll have to pay Pesach. Does he have to do bedikah?
Yes.
He said he has to do bedikah. Certainly chametz yedua. The question about chametz yedua. But if you hold that he has to do a bedikah, if you leave the house 20 days before, so that would be a raya that... Come on, let's go everybody, let's go.
It's
a raya what?
It's
a raya that the chiyuv should apply.
Is
that true? That's true? Everyone's hiding behind everybody else. When I have 15 guys in the class, no one was able to hide. Don't you think? I'm not looking to give you share. I'm looking to see those things. Let's appreciate the recruit I'm getting at. We're saying now, the question of whether you have to do bedikah, you plan to sell the chametz tomorrow, is a question of whether bedikah is just got to do bedikah, or does it apply... Or no, a bedikah only applies if it makes sense that there's a chashash Hashem Yavam Eichla. There's no chashash, it doesn't. So from Yaitse B'Shiara we see, if you hold the Yaitse B'Shiara has to do bedikah. Somebody is leaving town within 30 days of Yom Tov. He doesn't plan to come back for Pesach. Does he have to do a bedikah? The Pashtus HaGemara was that he does. If you have to do a bedikah, that should be a raya. It should be a raya that.
Once
the chiyuv is there, once the chiyuv is there, the chiyuv is there. Is that a good raya?
It's
a good raya. What? And yet he's mechayiv even 15 days earlier. The kosh came the night of Pesach, the night of the bedikah promise. What's the chiluk like?
Why were you 13 nights?
Here he's going to be here the 14th night. If he's going away, then he has to do it early. No, the person's going to be here later. Right, so that's the point. So Chayzerai, you should have to do it. Just like a Yaitse B'Shiara, who also is Nochsha Hashem Yadalayichwai, he has to do a bedikah. If someone is going to discover Chametz tomorrow, he should also have to do a bedikah. What's the difference? He can do this. He said, that's what he said. He doesn't do this, then he'll use Yadalayichwai. It must be because he's doing this. Yes, he's relying on this. You would like to rely on Bethel. So what's the difference? You're right. What's the difference? You're right. What? We're afraid. That's the question. What are we afraid of? That's really the question. What we said when we went to Sugi is that within 30 days you have to worry about Pesach. You have to give it your time. You have to give it your time. Well, I think what you're saying is this, in different words, I think it's what both of you said. Well, in the Chayyim, this Gemara should seem to be a raya that you should have to be Kalel Yadav. But there's a difference. The difference is that by Yaitse B'Shiara, when the Chayyim is to do a beer of his Chayyim, he's got to destroy all his Chayyim. You have to be sure, you have to destroy it. Okay, in order to destroy it, you have to look for it. You can't have someone to destroy something unless he's looking for it. So the chiyuv of a yaitse b'shiara is you must destroy all your chametz. The mela, you have to do a bedikah in order to be able to destroy it. The same thing, someone is going to a hotel, leil bedikah, we tell him, you know, you're mechuyav to destroy your chametz. Does he have to do a bedikah in order to destroy his chametz? No. He's going to sell it to a guy tomorrow. By selling it to a guy, he destroyed all the chametz. Any chametz that he owns is gone. So, in the case of Yaitse B'Shiara, he has to do a bedikah because he's obligated to get rid of his chametz and destroy it. Then he has to do a bedikah. But if he's going to sell it to a guy, so we're going to say, do a bedikah, what's the purpose of a bedikah? So whatever you find, you can destroy it. But I'm not worried about that. I'm selling it all to a guy anyway. So the bedikah, in order to destroy, I mean, it's not a bedikah in order to destroy. It's a bedikah, just for shame bedikah. L'chayra makes no sense. There's no such thing in the Sefer Tzachim as being vaydik for chametz, and then you don't have to destroy it once you find it. Yeah, that has such a thing. I mean, do a bedikah chametz, and whatever I find, I can just leave it where it is. Not a shame. So, if you're going to search for chametz, you're going tomorrow, you're selling it to a guy. So you search for chametz, so tomorrow, what's the problem? What are you going to do tomorrow? You don't have to destroy it. You can sell it to a guy tomorrow. So Yaitse the Shiara has to do bedika because he's obligated to destroy his chametz. So I'm going to tell a tell, that's not the problem. Why?
No.
If the Yaitse the Shiara will do a mechira, we'll have to do bedika. Do the same thing. What? Why don't we rely on people alone? So we said yesterday that it's got to be that either Rechash did it alone, people like Shalom. Whatever reason that this was not enough. What? Okay, I'll answer you in a minute. I just don't want to confuse it. The difference in Shiara and the person selling it to a guy tomorrow, though, is clear. There's a tremendous difference in the two cases, and that's the reason for the price of it. The ones who pass the Pater, because it's not similar to Shiara. Shiara, you do a bedika in order to destroy the chametz. That makes sense. Doesn't make sense to do a bedika and not have to destroy it. To make a bedika, right, if you have vegetables in your house, you have to be bedik for bugs. Let's say a guy is coming, you can serve it to him with the bugs. You can do a bedika for tilan to serve it to a guy. You find the bugs, you can leave them there. What's the difference? Make any sense? The bedika is in order to destroy. The bedika chametz is in order to destroy. If you're selling it, you don't have to destroy it. This is the chilek. If you enter the Shiara, and this is Pshat and those who pass. Now the question, that why don't we just rely on Bittul if I enter the Shiara, is a legitimate question anyhow. It's a problem that I really issued yesterday. Why you enter the Shiara, why is the Chayav and Bittul, because he's going to do Bittul, and there's no Shamiyat Lenu, why don't we rely on Bittul? What? It's a problem like Tyson says Shamiyat Lenu. Sure. If you hold the Shashi Shamiyat Lenu, so then Yaitse B'Shiara is a problem. I think so. We presented yesterday, it's a problem like Taisis or like the Taisiantis, right? That according to them, why don't we say, so what are we going to answer to that? How would you answer that? Why did I come back? But that's not a good parent, because I don't think in those days people came back at so long. So what makes sense, the terrorist that was suggested to me this morning, maybe it would make sense that the reason we don't rely on Bittul is because it's something you're going to do in the future. So who knows if you'll end up doing it. Right now you have to do Bittul. Because you're going to do Bittul, that doesn't pass you from Bittul. Who knows if you'll end up doing it. One second. So it's not like yesterday, if you have chametz down a bar, you're allowed to rely on bittul. Chametz down a bar is obvious. It's gone. There's no issue with the chametz that's down the bar. It's gone anyway. You don't have to do it a bittul. Chametz down a bar is buckled by itself. Here, by Yaitse B'Shiara, it could be that the reason that you have to do a bedika is because you don't want to rely on a bittul that you'll do tomorrow, because sometimes you do a bittul right now, you have to do a bittul
right now.
If that's true, then we should say that would explain the machmirim by chametz, by someone who's leaving. That would explain the chsam sefer shita, the mekar chayim and the chayyadim shita. They say, do bedika the night of your dalit, even if you plan to sell it to a guy. We said, why? Even if you find it, what are you going to do with it? Maybe the reason is because who knows if you'll do the mechira tomorrow. You're planning to do a mechira. Who knows what will happen tomorrow. Right now you have to do a bedika. So it would come out, just one second, it would just come out, so what's the machlaikis now? Machlaikis is, those who hold, you have to do a bedika. Hold, you have to do a bedika, because who knows if you'll sell it tomorrow. Just like the Yaitse B'Shiara. Those who hold, you don't have to do a bedika. So they argue that why should I have to do a bedika? I don't have to destroy it. You have to be sure I have to destroy it. So the chayre, the machlokes, is dependent on whether you can compare it to Yetzer B'Shiyara or not. That's what it seems that this whole machlokes is telling. Now you ask, if so, Yetzer B'Shiyara should do Bichl before he leaves. Nothing happens. So he could. I mean, he has come if he doesn't want to be not here. He doesn't have to all the time.
Pesach says you don't have to be here. No? Rashi says, you can do it after Pesach when you...
That's right. We had a machlokes then if you have to do the bittul before you leave, or if Rashi said you could do it on Leil Yudalei. So the question is, if you do the bittul, because the chashash you might forget. So if you do the bittul before you leave, I don't know. Maybe not here. Yes. Yes. What?
So what's it
going to
accomplish?
What's the answer? The question I'd yama medu, what does that accomplish? What does that accomplish? You're going to a hotel. Night before you're doing bedika. Why did you accomplish your bedika? It's a kana, even though it makes no sense. I think it accomplishes something. It accomplishes that you know where your chametz is. So if tomorrow the guy doesn't agree to buy it, you can destroy it. If you don't know where your chametz is, you're going to have a lot of time. What?
There is no
chametz
to
buy it. There's no chametz to buy it. Of course the guy is going to buy it from you tomorrow. But it would be chashish, the guy, it might not work out. So then you have to destroy it. You have to send someone to the house to destroy the chametz.
Then you can send somebody and say, go
with the chametz. Oh, but the dika has to be the night before. The chazal made a takana of the dika the night before. It should be shosh and the other mitzvah. But the tayyim and there are there yachol dika. The takana has to be the night before. Kashi is you won't have to destroy it. The answer is, it could be, if you don't end up selling it, you could end up having to destroy it. You know, it happens rarely, but it happens that the guy doesn't show up, or the guy, if something goes wrong, you know, the rub could be driving there, he could also get stuck in traffic. You know? It's a nervous time there at Pesach. The rub's got a couple hundred people worth of chametz, you better make it to the guy better make it to him. You know, we always tell the guy to come an hour early, and then when he's there, we make him sit around, you know, we stretch out the time. Why? Because we're nervous the guy doesn't show up. You know, if you go out in the street, nothing to call in a guy to turn the lights on in traffic, nothing to call him in and go through all the theater. So at any rate, I think this is we're trying to at least to have our fun. Is that there's a clair in the mitzvah of bedika, which I mentioned to you once before. You can learn the mitzvah of bedika two ways. You could learn that it's a chiyuv on the person, that the person has got to get rid of, search out all his chametz. Or you could learn it's a din on the mekaymos. That chazal mekayim, your house should be bothered from chametz. We mentioned in Akamina when we talked about the rush, if you're allowed to talk out in the middle of bedika, if it's a hefsek. In the middle of bedika, somebody speaks, is it a hefsek? So we said, if it's a chiyuv on the gavra, he has to be baidik. So if you did one room, you didn't finish anything. The person is still middle. So then hefsek is also. If you hold that the chiyuv on the makan, that the maka needs bedika, so then if you abide at one makan, so then you're mekayim the mitzvah already. So the chinami, you have to go do it in the next makan. But then hefsek, then it's like eating between two foods, like the Rosh said. So then there's no hefsek. Depends if you look at it that it's a chiyuv, a din on the mekaymos. Mekaymos have to be cleaned out, or it's a din in the person that the person has to make sure he has no chametz in his rishon.
Other than that, no. If it's the makan, so you've been finishing that zayit, but you finished checking all the places.
No, it means each makan has a chiyuv b'dika. Now, two houses,
you can't make new brachos between each place.
No. It's like if I eat one food, so I did something by eating. I'll eat the second food. But I had to finish my first food.
Once you started doing zikr, you were already in the... But you didn't do anything
until you get to your last room. You're required to make sure they have no comments in any of your property. So until you completed all your places, the person is still... He hasn't accomplished
it. Like someone with tefillin on, once you have it, as long as you have it on, you're out of the road.
See, because tefillin, even if you put tefillin on for 2 minutes, you have to make a bracha. So once you have it on for 2 minutes, if you talk now, it's not a hefsek. You accomplish something in those 2 minutes. Like the dika, when you do one room, did you accomplish something? If the chiva is on the room, you accomplish something. If the chiva is on the person, you didn't accomplish anything.
Sorry, I didn't tell you how much it takes. I just told you.
No, everything.
I mean, the
you can have to check everything. The person has to be chametz free.
You can just sell everything else.
That's also fine, but you have to get rid of all your chametz. Until you do that, you can get rid of all your chametz. In the Birchas Avram, he declares, what's the din of a makah in that suffix in the machnisim by chametz? You have a place that's a suffix if it's a makah in machnisim by chametz. I think there are a lot of such rooms in people's homes. Some people just eat everywhere. But many people in the basement sometimes, in the boiler room, there are rooms in the house that are a suffix makim shemechnis and bechamis. What's the din? You have to do bedika in such a place. What? What's the suffix? But you see, the first suffix is the chiyuv. Every Makam Shani by Chametz is a Safik, and that's good for the Chiyah, because Allah was saying to be Baidik in a Safik Chametz. You can't say that then.
I wouldn't call that Safik.
In other words, there are two ways to look at it. So you can look at it. The Chazal said, "I'm a chiyuv to be baidik in every makom shemachnisa bechametz." There was never a chiyuv on a makom shemachnisa bechametz. That doesn't have a chiyuv. Which means, if you look at it, the chiyuv on the makaymis. So then you could say, "Chazal mechayiv what makaymis achayim bedika? Makaymis shemachnisa bechametz. Makom shemachnisa Chazal were not mechayim." If you have a suffix, that would be a suffix rabban on the kula, it would be a regular suffix rabban. Is this something chazal machayiv, or is it something chazal not machayiv? So, that remains a regular suffix rabban, and that's a suffix rabban, which would be the kula. However, if you learn the chiyuv bedikas on the gavra, chazal machayiv you to make sure you have no chametz. They're mechayiv you to make sure you have no chametz. So your obligation is to check. Now it's true, every place is a suffix. Any place you check, you only miss suffix. But it's an obligation on you to check, so you have to check everything. A makom shein machnisa by chametz is baduk. That's why you don't have to check. It's like it's baduk of it. But a makom is a suffix if there's chametz there, so you have to do bedikah. You have to make sure that you have no chametz. It's even a person. Then you have to make sure that you have no chametz. Chayav told me in this klar, if bedikah's chametz is a chiyav on the person or a chiyav on the place. If you look at the place, then in this place is a suffix. Suffix rabbah on the kula. If you look at the person, you have to make sure you have no chametz anywhere. So he's titled this in the these two ways to learn. And there, like a koyzik shaila, how to look at the chiyuv of bedika, even the personal or not. It's not clear from Lashon Shulchan Aruch. There are too much marsin in Lashon Shulchan Aruch. It's not clear. So I don't know. Maybe they have both chiyuv, the makim and the gavra. In which case, you mechuyev to beside the makim yichad and beside the gavra yichayim. And it's not clear lahalacha. He brings down the Bastavan, he brings Rasha Shachnach in one place, Rasha one way, another place, Rasha different way. So it's.
How
do you
pass
the hotel case? Like what? How do we pass in about the hotel case? The Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Limchais Bahamakilin. the case of a person going to a hotel and he did not arrange for Mechiras Yud Gimel, just doing Mechiras Yud Aleph, the Shabbos says Ein Limchais Ba Makilin. So what should we make a Likud? Language Ein Limchais Ba Makilin sounds like
it's better to do
Bedika. Exactly, you could, but it's better to either to do Bedika or to do a Mechiras Yud Gimel. That would be a Kuli Alma. If you arrange for Mechira on the 13th, so then that's not. All Rabbanim started with Dalit. There are many Rabbanim, myself included, who do Mechira Yud Gimel. I do Mechira Yud Dalit with about 25 Rabbanim who sell together to one guy. On Yud Gimel, there are always three or four of us do Mechira Yud Gimel. Now there are five or six do Mechira Yud Gimel. There's really an additional reason to do Mechira Yud Gimel. I have Mishpalim who own apartments in Eretz Yisrael. And being that they own apartments in Israel, the chametz there, they want to sell it. Mechiras Yud Dalit is not good enough if someone has an apartment in Israel, because it's way too late. In Israel, 5 p.m. And not only that, even a person who's here, but he goes to Israel for Pesach. If you have a chametz, you're going to Israel for Pesach. You can't do it right in Mechiras Yud Dalit, because it's going to become Pesach for you, noon in Israel, which in America is 5 or 6 in the morning. And at that time the Mechira didn't happen yet. Mm-hmm. All these people need a Mechira Yud Gimel. If you make a summer shliach before, it's not good enough. Make a shliach. If you sell the rav, the chametz is good enough. If you don't sell the rav is not your shliach.
Why is the chametz here?
What?
If he's here, why is the chametz?
If he's here and the chametz is... The chametz is Yisrael. Because the chametz becomes also ba'anah.
At Chatzai.
He's not over by all by him, I'd say. Maybe there won't be a Knaas in him afterwards. But this man, he becomes Chametz of Tosh Abano. Man, he becomes Chametz of Tosh Abano. He can sell him later. What? No, talking about the Tika, it's on the Makkah of the person. There's no question, this is a right of Chametz, becomes Yisrael, I know, wherever it is, nothing to do with the person. Chametz Yisrael comes out. I'm talking then about the Tika, not about the Yisrael, I know, Chametz.
Is this because we're
lacking,
that we do it that way, or is
this
the way it is?
You have no choice. You have to do Mechiras Yud Gimel. You have no choice. The only choice some Rabbanim do, they have to do Mechiras Yud Dalit. They have Mispal going to Eretz Yisrael. They actually buy the Chametz from the Mispal, personally, and then they sell it. So you have a reverse problem. Someone goes to California for Yom Tov. You have a problem with soy Pesach. You buy the chametz back from the guy. You don't actually have to buy it for him. For him, it's still Pesach. Right? In California, when it's, that's the way it works. So here it's 9 o'clock, here it's 6 o'clock, right? I don't remember when the once you listen to a night game, you have to stay till 11 p.m., right? So here they play at 8 p.m. That's how much I remember. So they have a reverse problem. And the truth is, what we do on soy Pesach is the rub. We buy the chametz back personally from the guy. And then the from California, we the Mexican later. But all these things are taken into account. That's why the Mechiras Yud Gimel.
What does the Tika help on the Gimel? What does the Tika do before you leave the house? The chametz in your house anyway.
So what does the Mechira, what does the Tika do if you're going to the hotel? So the only explanation that we came up with at the beginning of the year today is that it makes sense that if you won't end up selling it to a guy tomorrow, you'll know where your chametz is. The thought is that. That's all it accomplishes.
You have
okay.
A list of
okay.
People?
What?
You have a list of people in your people?
Yeah, it's just that. It's from a few people.
Why
can't
you say that
a
person comes and you have to do
it?
Why can't you say a person comes and that's what you have to do? I'm curious.
Bedika. See, that's what I'm saying. Mechira is Chametz Chachamim. But the Paitrim holds, no. You only have to do Bedika if you have to destroy it. So in order to destroy it, I have to look for it. But if you know I find it, I don't have to destroy it. No, that's not the Bedika. That's the time of the Mekila. Say what? Is it better to do it when it's not necessary? How can I understand that? The notes you say, Chazal said Bedika no matter what. Doesn't matter what happens tomorrow. Could be. Maybe you're right. I don't know. I'm happy the other way. That accomplishes something. It accomplishes to give you an idea where your chametz is. That's the chiddush. So if something goes wrong tomorrow, you could do it. According to you, I should have to do a bedik in my house, even though Machan Shemachin is in the chametz, it's a chiddush. That's not included in the takar. But anyway, I would understand it better this way. You're free to understand how you want, but otherwise it's hard to understand. But at first glance, it's very hard to understand why should I have to do bedik. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Are we holding? Beer, we did last, right? Oh, someone asked me a good kasher. Said, Arsu Aitra Sheikha Kaitus Yayin Beret Yisrael. If someone asked, well, beer, you have to destroy beer. Beer is chametz. What's the answer? The time of the Gemara, the beer was made from dates. The beer, you can make beer from almost anything. It doesn't taste as good, but... beer. Yeah. Okay, let's make a sidetrack with the beer. Let's go on. Amar Rav Chista. Beis Dagin. Ein Sarah Fadika. A place that you keep fish, you don't have to be baidik. What does that mean? Like an aquarium? Huh? Yeah, an aquarium, what does that mean? What? Oh, place where you keep it, okay. Beis Dagin makes our Bedika. When you store your fish, you don't have to do Bedika. Matan Yisrichim Bedika. Like Kasha of Arabi of Mizuchi, what's the tariff? The big fish,
you don't have to go there before.
You take one to the meal and you finish. Herring. You run out of it and you go and you get more. So you're going to go get more in the middle of the meal, and big fish, you're not going to go get more. Okay. On the Rabbi Barakona, Beinilchi, what's Beinilchi? What? Beinilchi is a place where you keep salt. They're also very strange. They had a place they kept salt. They keep in a container. Right? So they had a special storage place for salt. Beikiri, you should know they used a lot more salt. They used to use salt to preserve something. Okay. Ubekiri, in a place where they kept wax, they certainly used more wax than we used. So Tzricha Bedika, so that makes sense. You need more in the middle of the meal. Ora Papa, Beit Sivi, let's Beit Sivi wood place, or Beit Smari, in a place where you keep dates, Tzara Bedika. I feel bad for dates. People used to eat dates once upon a time. And Gemara used to be very fashionable food. And any of us that eat dates?
My grandfather.
You keep them in business. You should not. Okay. Yes, dates, okay. He's only one left before. We used to have an old couple next door. So any dates we got over the year, somehow dates make their way into your house. So for Shlachmanis, we sent them all our dates. Now they've passed away, and now... you can use grandfather's address. Tana. I was at Nevada Hefsher. We give a Hefsher, one of the fancy caterers. And I went one Sunday morning to the Meadowlands Hilton to look at the kashering procedure. So I walked through the commissary. They were preparing all the food for the wedding. So they had there a big container of food that I had never seen before. They told me these are figs. Some figs, very expensive, imported, they're different color figs, they're grayish kind of figs. And they were making a platter with it. She told me very expensive figs. So who's going to eat all those figs? Who's going to eat all those expensive figs that you're putting out? Nobody eats figs in America. says, no, no, nobody eats them. They're just a decoration. They look very pretty all around the platter. And afterwards, we throw them in the garbage. And it will be only the figs. It will be a halvasar. I mean, we're talking about, it is expensive stuff. People, I'm telling you, people are nuts. People are cautious, totally crazy, things that go on. And, you know, it's not really a caterer. People want to pay for it. People are totally mishugan. Nitz Hashem, those of you who still kayak before your wedding, you know, they're not going to ask you. They're going to, but people, not mishugan off the head. I'm telling you, it's totally crazy, these weddings, what they do. They think that somehow they'll be a happier couple if they're going to have all these insanities. Totally mishugan. I tell you some of the things I saw there, you can make a comedy movie out of it. They're taking tomatoes. There's a garbage full of tomatoes. Because they only were cutting off a slice of the skin that had a certain shape for the figure that they were making for the platter that they were making. The garbage was full of tomatoes. They took the whole tomato, cut off a rounded piece of skin. These are Korean or Japanese women. They know how to do art from this. And that's all. And they cut from two sides. That's the other two sides. It's not round enough. The garbage can't fall. It's a crazy world, I don't want you to know. And the problem is that the innocent people get caught up in it, like all of us. But, you don't stick your hands, Chazal when I'm a chayiv, you to stick your hands in holes in the wall to do a vidika, but they are sakana. So you leave it there. In the back, my sakana. Oh, so it depends which. It depends. My sakana. Inemam me sakana akrav. They're even say talking about a sakana for a scorpion. Kimishtamish. If you're talking in a case where you have a hole in the wall that has a chash of dangerous ass, so you never use that hole. Wait, tricha de nafa. You're right. When the hole is a normal hole in the wall that you can use to do vidika. We're talking now that it fell down, so you have now a pile of rubble, so you don't have to do bedika. Rashi says elo lamaritayim. Maritayim means as far as the eye could see. You have to look at the pile of rubble to the degree that you could see, and then you clean. But to go deeper than that, to stick your hands into the chorin d'stakim, so you don't have to. Enough lamali bedika, but chamish enough lam ha'pilot. How you can avoid? Chametz on which a building collapsed, how are you going to avoid it as if it's destroyed? If the Kelev can't find it, which is how deep, which is about how big, it's like 10 inches down. So if it's more than 10 inches down, 11 inches down, so then you don't have to do Bedika. If the Kelev could do Bedika after it, so then, the kelp doesn't do bedika, obviously. The kelp can go and dig it up. So such chametz is considered not awful. Such chametz you look for. A chametz is deeper than that. So that, if it's a chashash of akrav, of sakana, so then you don't have to stick your hands. That's what we said. When there's not chashash, you have to be baidik until 3 o'clock. Not more than 3 o'clock. Because the dog is most likely to dig after it. The cat doesn't, it's not biting as far. It doesn't dig as far for food. The cat digs that far, so that's the maximum that Jeffy the Chayshish will be dug up. So what comes out? We learned here a new din. A din of Chavishin Afla of Mapaylas. The Hariyukum of War, which means that if the building collapses and there's something under it, more than 3 tefachim deep, you don't have to do the dika. Why? Why don't you have to do the deacon if more than 3 tefachim down? Yeah, well, that's right. You're saying two different terrestres. You said one thing, you said one thing. You're saying, why not? Because it's kumavur. And you're saying, sure, because there's no chashash, you have a life. Are they two different terrestres? What's the next kumina? It's not like a shishai. Some rishayim learn that if it's deeper than 3 tefachim, that the reason you don't have to be baidik for it, you don't have to do anything, is because the smag and magen mishnah learn, because there's no chashash in Mavad Ayatah. There's no chashash going to come to eat it. If there's no chashash going to come to eat it, so then why do Bedikah? Others learned, the Ramban learned, the Ramban of Chumash says, that it's destroyed, it's obelisk. One of the three Chacham says, that's destroyed. What's the Nachkimina? Nachkimina B, if you have to bickle. If you hold it's destroyed, so then it's not necessary to do bickle. If you hold that it's just, it's not Chashash to come to eat it, so you still have to do bickle, you have to buy your Abayi Matzah. So the Shita of the Smag and Kesef Mishnah is that the Bedika is a Dindai Raisa. That you have been a Tari after you, you're required to do Bedika. Bittul is a Dindai Raisa. Bittul on a Mapilas is a Dindai Raisa. The only question of Bedika is Shami Abba Raisa, not Shami Abba Raisa. The Shita of the Ramban and the Ran, and I think Rashi, later in the Masechta, is that it's kavod, destroyed, and being that it's destroyed, so you don't even need bittul min ha'Torah. They say that you're upon you should do bittul. The Gemara is lush and how you come before is mashma that it's kavod. The truth is that it's very hard to understand. What's easy to understand? It is come before or not come before? It seems to me that it depends how deep it is. If it's 3 tefachim, 10 inches, how deep is 10 inches? Magen Avraham makes a chilek. Magen Avraham says, if it's a matzilas gedayla, if it's a big collapse, very deep down, so then the kuli alma, everyone will agree to it. So if it's within 3 tefachim, or it's exactly, it's just below 3 tefachim, so then it's not mistaken that it's ka'avud. People who have a building collapse, they pick through the rubble of the building to try to find something that survives. So it's easier to understand the shita that holds that it's just because no chashash of a laichla. The shita that holds that it's Ka'avud is a very hard shita to understand, that even within 3 tefachim is Ka'avud. But Moshe in the Divris is Matzia. How could you say that with 3 tefachim down is Ka'avud? What does that mean?
Well, I think like a chor, that's what I'm going
there. Like a chor that what?
And I'm going there to find his comments.
Why would you go to the chor?
I'm going there.
You're not too big on that. There's nobody loving you on that. It's a bit, it's just no Shabbat Yavad Eichler. You mean like the 3 tefachim, it's at 10 tefachim. A chor has to be 10 tefachim deep, so I can understand. But just 3 tefachim deep. So Rashi says he's misupik. The truth is he has 3 pshatim. He's misupik. What's pshat? But at least the first pshat is that if something is in a place where the derech is not to save little things, even if someone picks through his rubble, it's not the derech. The building collapses, the person has a loss of a building of a couple $100,000. So he might pick through his rubble and find, what's he going to pick up? He'll pick up pictures, family pictures, or he'll pick up expensive items. You know, if there's a pen in the rubble, you're not going to, he might out of habit pick it up, but it's not really something he's going to look for. He's not going to look for minor things, right?
He might look for expensive items
and he's quite expensive. Ramesha says, at least in his first of his pshatim, that something is not the depth to look for is kavod. Even though a person might stumble across it, but if not the depth to look for it, that's also kavod. That's a chiddush. But it's a chiddush, but it certainly needs a head. So we have here the machlekes rishayim. Those rishayim will hold that there's no chashash in other life, but it's good. So it's easier to understand. You have to pick them in a tirah. those who show him that hold at Ka'avod, which you're right, this is Lashon HaGemara, how are you going to avoid? Okay, back to the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara of Amar of Allah is a Shluchay Mitzvah Eina Nizakim. So what does Shluchay Mitzvah Eina Nizakim mean? That if you're doing a mitzvah, you won't get hurt. Is it guaranteed you're not going to get hurt? So you should know that the Marsha in the Chesed of Shabbos, I think it's Kufshiyot Ches on the days, the Marsha says Shluchay Mitzvah Eina Nizakim means you won't be nizik because of the mitzvah. But a person who's supposed to have a heart attack anyway, and he does a mitzvah, he'll have a heart attack. That only says by Torah. The Torah will protect the person from what would happen anyway. Shluchay mitzvah, when you're on your way to doing a mitzvah, there's no guarantee that a person won't get hurt. Well, he's not going to think about you, talk about you anyway. It's not going to happen because he's sticking with it. Shluchay mitzvah in any way. So it's like the Gemara, so why not look for Chametz? And Rav Ashi, Shema Tavad Lai Machat. We're afraid Shema Tavad Lai Machat. That's the unit, that's right. He's going to be sticking his hands in to look for Chametz. And while he's looking for Chametz, he's going to be looking for his own personal things, study more. So in the Mela, he has no guarantee of Shulchan Mitzvah in his life. So it's like the Gemara, it's like the Gemara, it's true. It's very important. Look in the bottom Rashi. What's the need on? The Mitzgabin le mitzvah u mitzvachai. Lashley, mitzvah, give me it. What's the need on? It's a very wondrous need on here. The Bukhana makes this point. The need of this Gemara is, if you're doing something for two reasons, for mitzvah or for your own personal reasons, but you're doing a mitzvah for two reasons. You get schar for doing a mitzvah. Okay? Is that considered a mitzvah mitzvah now? You're tutoring. Why are you tutoring? You need the money. But at the same time, you're helping somebody do mitzvah and learning. So you do get schar for being a malamed at that time. So the Gemara originally said it's not a mitzvah. He says, well, I got a lot of mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, you have two kavanas. What time now? You're giving tzedakah so that you should have a refuah, a sha'iyah ben olam haba. How is it tzedakah gomor? So then you're tzedakah gomor. So that means it is a mitzvah. So Rashi says right away, the lashon how is it tzedakah gomor is very shvei. You don't become a tzedakah gomor for giving tzedakah, you have to do a lot of more things to be a tzedakah gomor. Right? So Rashi says tzedakah gomor b'tzavah zeh. There's some who say, I don't know if it's true or not, that there was an abbreviation. You should say, how is that tzedakah gemura? There's some kind of abbreviation for we're tzaddik, and the simplest change is the tzaddik gemura. What? Yeah, it has nothing to do with the pshat. It just has to do with the word. But the pshat gemura is good. But either way, how is that tzaddik gemura, how is that tzedakah gemura? Either way, it's very good. We're proving that if you do something for two kavanas, that's fine. So why can't you stick your hand in the hole? If the Gemara is doing a bust of the butt, that's the Nidashah. Maybe if the Bidika, you'll continue looking, and then you'll come in the Tzadikama. Top Tzaisis. She's going to say, it's the Tzadikama. But the man, Al-Tiyu, Ka'avad, and Shem, Shem, Sarav, and Manas, for Kabul, cry. The Mishnah, Perfi, Abba, says, no, you shouldn't do mitzvahs, Amanas, to Kabul, and Manas. Hi, you'll be Kai Gavna, Shem, Roy, Kabul, and Esa, Tzayba, Shu, Mitzateh, Tzayu, Mitzchayet, Allah, Tzadaka, Shasis. Of Mishayna Kayam Iskaret, how is it Tzadik Gomer? What's that say? That depends. If you give Tzedakah and Amunashi Yechibini, and if the son doesn't leave Yad Charata, that's not Tzadik Gomer. You're giving Tzedakah, you want it first. If that doesn't work out, you're still fine with it. So then that's good, then you're Tzadik Gomer. So what do you say you get from this Gemara? That you do something for two Kavanis? No problem. You're a tzaddik gomer, there's no problem doing things to kavanis. The chayrev is a stira to this gemara, or to the yisrael. That is to say, I should tell you first of all, is in a few places in Shas. If you do something to two kavanis, it's considered a mitzvah. And probably the main place is in the Sefer Sfarim, that Pei Beis Hamikdash. There's a case of Malbet Tzarech L'Mashkin. I lent someone money, big mitzvah. I'm lending money, the kind of number of mitzvahs. I lent someone money, and I take a mashkin from him. Deep down, you know why I want to lend him the money? Because I'd love to have that mashkin. So I lend him the money, even if it's talking in a case where I make up with him that I'll use the mashkin, and I'll pay you whatever it's worth, I'll deduct it from the chayv. Well, I'm hoping he won't have money to pay me and I'll be able to keep the mashkin. I do it for an ulterior motive. I lend the money, so I want to have the mashkin. But as a machlokes, is that considered a mitzvah? That loan is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? Machlokes tanoim. If that person is considered to be doing a mitzvah or not. The Rambam paskin, the malbet tzarech l'mashkin is a mitzvah, which is consistent with our Gemara. That if you do something for two reasons, the mitzvah, and you have your own motive, you're still considered to be a mitzvah. That's what comes out from our Gemara. That's what comes out from the Gemara of Mitzvah. Okay. What? Perhaps. That's a good one. The problem is, L'chayu, we have a stira, if you'll just skip down for a few minutes, to a Gemara later on our Rami. Amr Abadin, there's a star on the word of Umalei. Amr Abitzah, Neva ain't payless to nice in Yerushalayim. Why aren't there fancy foods in Yerushalayim? Kidei Shemaye, Eile Rezal Maimrim, Eile Rezal shouldn't say, Umalei Layalinu, Alecha payless in Yerushalayim, Dayayim. People shouldn't say, oh, it's good for Eile Rezal, because we can do it so we can get good fruits. Next thing, two lines later, Neva ain't chamech very of Yerushalayim. Why did Hashem put the Chami Tveri in Yerushalayim? Yeshu, I will look all of my men. I'm all the way, I will look at the Chami Tveri, that yeah. Then tell the Yeshu, I will shema. One second. What's happening? Let's look at the Chami Tveri in Yerushalayim. People are going to go to Yerushalayim, you know, and they'll say, wow, it is worth coming just for the Chami Tveri. But they're coming for two reasons. What's the question? I'm all the way, I will look at the Chami
Yeah,
I'm not. What's wrong with doing it that way?
It's not a mitzvah.
Why?
Hashem wouldn't be worried.
Is something wrong if when I'm on my leg at the same time I have a personal kavana too? You should totally wish for us better. Even though we say Harry's a tzaddik gamor, but that's a tzaddik gamor gamor. But if I give tzedakah, it's very good tzedakah mashiach and it's a tzedakah gomer. So tzedakah gomer is not enough, you're saying. There's a higher level. The word tzedakah gomer implies that it's 100%. You know what it implies? Okay, so then you have a problem with the top gomer, and that was the bottom gomer. Now the bottom gomer seems to say it's not a tzedakah gomer. So the other regal, and the person's not going just for Chametz Tveri. We'll say, Umalei lo yalinu elo b'shvil Chametz Tveri. If he only came because of that, it will be enough. Then if he really came, for both reasons.
Yeah, the question
was, if you're
going to be coming for
Chametz Tveri,
how about you go
out of the way? So you have to say that, too. That it depends, even when you have two kavanis, it depends what your ikra kavan is. Even if you have two kavanas, what's your ikra kavana? So you're doing a mitzvah, you have two kavanas. If your ikra kavana is l'shem shamayim, and you have a secondary kavana, so that's called tzadik gamor. If your ikra kavana is a secondary thing, is a separate thing, your own hanah, and your ikra kavana is your ikra kavana is a secondary thing, and the adav kavana is a mitzvah, so that's no good. Which would fit into the top taisa. Top taisa said, you have to see, if you take away Amalashi Yechibini, which is filled with a mitzvah. So it sounds like our Gemara is making a chilah. When you're doing a mitzvah for two reasons, it depends what your Ikka Kavana. If your Ikka Kavana is Yishay Mitzvah and you have a secondary Kavana, that's fine. If your Ikka Kavana is something else, and the secondary Kavana is Yishay Mitzvah, that's not good. That seems to be what comes out from this Gemara. It's certainly a Chiddush, right? In which case? No, no. He says, "Umalei lo yalinu el b'shul charis." If we had only come for that, it would be good. But what did he really do? Okay, for both. He's not saying lo yalinu el b'shul charis. He's saying umalei lo yalinu. It sounds like it depends on what the yikur kavanu. It could have some ramifications, and it certainly is the most haskil. Hashem, okay, tomorrow we'll come back to this. I hope tomorrow I cover significant ground. So please stay ahead of me.